Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, committee members, and fellow citizens. My name is Dave Dobbins, and I reside in Guilford, New Hampshire. I come before you as a citizen in support of House Bill 580. I would say that the very number and nature of pending legislation before this committee concerning some aspect of energy projects and policy is itself reflective of the concern so many New Hampshire residents have about the impact of large-scale energy projects upon our small state. Clearly there is, and there has been over the past few years, a number of battles being fought by concerned citizens, courageous property owners, political leaders at the community, county, and state levels, environmental groups, business owners, business groups, public utilities, private developers, trade groups, and other interested parties, all over the construction of wind turbine plants and electric transmission lines throughout New Hampshire. To say that there are deep differences of opinion between the opponents and proponents of such energy projects would be more than a major understatement. But amid all of this contention, there is one area in which all parties agree. The energy utilities themselves, the New Hampshire Public Utilities Commission, the independent system operators who manage the New England power grid, and the thousands of people in opposition to the desecration of our beloved New Hampshire by large-scale energy projects, all openly acknowledge this indisputable fact. There is no pressing need for the electrical power any of these projects could deliver. There is no clear and present danger to our electric supply, either here in New Hampshire or within New England. The lights are not going to go out if there's a moratorium placed on the construction of these types of energy projects until New Hampshire develops a comprehensive statewide energy plan. But there is clear and present danger to the physical character of our state and the quality of life enjoyed by its citizens if we let energy project developers determine these attributes for us. We, the people, have every right to define what type of energy projects we want to support and how they are integrated into our New Hampshire landscape and our way of life. And the good news is, since there is no pressing need for the electrical power any of these projects could deliver, we can take the time to do that right now. The lack of an updated, clear, and comprehensive energy policy at the state level opens the door to opportunistic development that can be done without regard to the concerns of ordinary people. Fighting on a project-by-project approach is not efficient for either opponents or proponents. Instead of sending a message that New Hampshire is not a good place to invest in energy projects, we could send a coherent message through an energy plan that would be a framework or guideline to responsible energy development. With such a plan in place, utilities, developers, and investors could understand the real opportunities and design proposed projects for success instead of continuous contention. Such an approach would provide the needed certainty that is lacking in today's current energy project turmoil. The only force preventing us from shaping New Hampshire into a model of how to implement energy projects while preserving its natural beauty and character is us. I respectfully urge this committee to support House Bill 580 and work diligently on behalf of New Hampshire to have it enacted into law as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you.